Welcome to The Practical Intuitive. We're each Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, where host Robin Fritz explores mind, body, and spirit for the real world. Because we are all intuitives and healers, and we must all learn to love ourselves and live that love every day. Robin is a trained and certified intuitive and spiritual consultant and hypnotherapist with an international practice based in Seattle, Washington. As the practical intuitive, she covers personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice. It's all here. Readings, healings, and funny, warm, thought-provoking conversations. It's Robin Fritz, the practical intuitive, helping you mastermind body and spirit for the real world. No ifs, ands, buts, or BS ever.
Welcome to the Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. This is Robin Fritz, and we're in Seattle, Washington today. And I'd like to welcome you to January 1st, 2018. It's the first day of the new year. The show is being pre-recorded as it's a holiday. But if it raises questions or comments, please email me at robin@robinfritz.com, robynfritz.com, and I'll include whatever comments, questions, or requests for readings that you have in upcoming episodes. But today is a very, very special show for me today. We're talking about how functional medicine can support mind, body, and spirit in the new world. In the new world of the new year, and talking about how great things are always happening if we just keep our eye out for them. But today is also a special show for me because it's a convergence of two things. One is January 1st is my birthday, so those of you who start the new year on January 1st, you know, with all the great new resolutions, and then restart it on your birthday with more resolutions, please have some sympathy for me because I do them both at once, you know, so it's like major new reflections, new year and birthday. And this year I've been honored to be part of the Om Times community and to do this weekly radio show talking about things that affect mind, body, and spirit for us. And in keeping with that, I raise topics that help us be our best selves, especially to tap our own intuitive and healing abilities to help ourselves, our families, our communities, and most certainly our countries. So today, as we get into the topic of functional medicine, what it is, the medical specialty that is controversial among allopathic physicians, but also gaining a great following in the world, I'm having a special guest on, Dr. Arti Chandra of Seattle, Washington. But before we get into that, let's start with a quick meditation with the crystal phallon, the citrine, lemurian quartz, to get you grounded and balanced in this time with us. It's just time for you. So as you take your attention to the top of your head, imagine you're connecting with this ancient crystal, a healer and truth bringer, and just getting grounded and balanced in this time with us. So as you take your attention to the top of your head, just breathe down your face, your neck, your shoulders, your chest, your hips, your knees, and your feet. The top of your head to the bottom of your feet. And just feel those blocks, those cares of the day, everything that it took you to join with us today live, well, live recorded or in the archives. Just let all that go. And now as you take your attention to your feet, imagine this crystal, which is like a gold rotating light at your feet. And it's moving up outside your body. And as it does, flooding your body with healthy, healing energy. Run straight to your heart, and with each beat of your heart, just flood your system with healing, healthy, positive energy. Starting at your feet, moving up past your knees, your hips, your chest, your shoulders, your face, your third eye, and your crown chakra, wide open, and receiving this energy and connecting with us here today. So, as we get into this show today, I would like to Welcome 2018. Thrilled to be here, and it seems fitting that we start the year by thinking about what we'd most like for our new year. We take time to make resolutions, right? And everybody talks about being better, go to the gym, eat better, get outside in the fresh air. But what if this year, for 2018, you decided you wanted to get into the best health possible for yourself? How would you do that? What would it mean to you? Would it mean diet, exercise, supplements? You know, what if there was a way that we could look at our health and dig down to the basics of the things that are keeping us from being our best selves? Now, there's a lot happening in the world today. Mind, body, spirit, medicine, mind, body, spirit, mindset has been really crucial for a lot of us, especially people who are members of communities like the Om Times community, where we are aware that there's more going on in the world than we think about. In my particular case, I'm interested in functional medicine and wellness from many aspects. I am all for great and healthy healing drugs. My father, Ray, was a pharmacist, and I worked with him in his store from the seventh grade through college. I know how drugs can improve and even save our lives. I had a relative who had diabetes and had a kidney pancreas transplant and was no longer diabetic. And I watched my parents suffer through heart disease and bypass surgery, and my dad through rheumatoid arthritis. But here's the thing. When I worked with my dad in this store, it wasn't the only thing. I was 9 when my 14-year-old brother Randy died of leukemia. Now, back then, they had no way of helping anyone with leukemia, and they were very frank with my parents. We are sorry your son is going to die, but we have an experimental drug, and we would like to use it on him. We cannot save his life, but we might be able to save other people in the future. And my parents, who were grieving but brave people, and my dad, who was himself a scientist, who wanted to be a doctor, who came back from World War II with hands so shaky he decided to stay in this pharmacy profession, they gave permission for that experimentation. And when I was in college, a friend of mine was saved from leukemia by this drug, which we now know as methotrexate. And I get emotional when I talk about this, because methotrexate also helped my dad with rheumatoid arthritis, and it's helping a very dear friend of mine deal with it now. And so I am not anti-drug. I am totally for drugs. I believe they have a place in our lives, but I also believe in exploring our alternatives. And here's another reason why. I became handicapped many years ago. I had a surgery that failed, and I became ill and suffered from chronic illness for many years. And I've been frank about that on my show, you know, telling that many years I couldn't work at all, and I lost everything I had. My finances, my self-confidence. And then I just decided that I needed to start getting better. And I started working at it, and I did a lot of things. And I want you to understand that people who are desperate will do just about anything to get better. So if you're in that situation yourself, be aware that there are a lot of ways that you can go off on that and not find the help that you need, and people will take advantage of you. So you have to be discerning at the same time as you're tired and exhausted and searching for solutions for yourself. And I was very interested in, you know, getting well holistically. I was looking at a dog, my first Cavalier, Murphy, who was having a lot of the same issues I had. And I was just like, this is insane. This has to stop. How do I find solutions to that? So I started exploring, and especially when the regular doctors were like mystified and they couldn't figure out how to help me any further than they had. And I did chiropractic and massage and supplements and yoga and mindset and all of that stuff, even biofeedback, which taught me how my body was actually working, and we were using it for migraine relief. And in those years, I created a family with animals, and that changed everything. And then my intuitive and healing abilities started kicking in, and that changed everything again, right? So I'm speaking to you today on the first of the year as someone who has been chronically ill, who struggled for wellness for many years, who finally got well because I kept working at it. And I want you, if you're chronically ill, if you have even the littlest thing that's been bugging you for a long time, to know that there's hope for all of us to keep moving forward. And I've said this over and over again, our job in bodies is to grow our souls, and things happen to us. Things happen to our bodies. They challenge our souls as they challenge our bodies. But we can work at getting better. And if we're lucky, we do that. And that's how I bumped into functional medicine. It was 2012, and literally it was the week my beloved soulmate dog was dying. I'd had this long-standing appointment with a functional medicine specialist. I'd been working with a neurologist who's very into energy medicine and healing and so on. And so I learned about functional medicine, and we discovered that there were a few things missing in my developing wellness process that we were able to look at and to get a handle on, and I got well. And I'm still working at it, and I will always be working at it, because I'm not one of those lucky ones who never had anything happen to them. But I am here today to introduce you to a functional medicine specialist I know personally. But also I went to because of her excellent reputation. And after the break, we're going to bring her on here to talk to you about what functional medicine is, how integrative medicine and functional medicine tie together, and what that could mean for you and what could it mean for us moving forward. So hang on, and we'll bring her on after the break.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Change and growth are part of natural life and also part of your spiritual life. Everyone needs support and guidance, especially during life passages. Upgrade yourself with the Om Times Experts program. With Om Times Experts, you have access to the best intuitive coaches, spiritual teachers, counselors, astrologists, and oracles. Our team was carefully selected so you can trust. Find out more at experts.omtimes.com.
Hello, I'm Lisa Barry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for. That new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Shopping for yourself or loved ones? Check out the best rock shop around, Earthlight Rocks and Gems in Kirkland, Washington. Whether you're looking for metaphysical support or just love nature's art, Earthlight has it all. Raw rocks, crystals, tumbled stones of all kinds, carvings, cabs, fossils, tumblers, rare minerals in all price ranges and books. They also have jewelry, including custom pieces and beads to make your own. Open 7 days a week, the Earthlight store has been around since 1988 and is run by Kim and Todd Valines. Find them online at earthlightgems.com. At Etsy at earthlightgems.etsy.com or on Facebook at Earthlight Rocks and Gems. Have a question? Email Kim at the store, earthlightgems.com. And just for Om Times listeners, receive 10% off orders over $50 at their Etsy account with coupon code earthlightgems. That's earthlightgems.etsy.com or the store at earthlightgems.com.
I'm Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo.
We were a loving family. And then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day.
People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything.
I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at EmbraceRefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz, and we're in Seattle, Washington today, and it's the first day of 2018. So welcome again, and a reminder, if you have questions or comments about today's show or requests for readings, you can email me at robin@robinfritz.com, and we'll include those in future episodes. But now it is my very great pleasure to bring my special guest on today. And as a reminder to everyone, when I bring guests on, I bring the absolute best people out there. So I am particularly thrilled to welcome Dr. Arti Chandra today to our show to talk to us about her specialty, functional medicine, and how it can help us develop strong mind, body, and spirit, and what she thinks about the future of functional medicine. So welcome, Dr. Chandra. Thanks for joining us.
Robin, thank you so much for having me on this call, and I wanted to start with wishing everybody a very, very happy new year, 2018.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's exciting changes.
It's hard to believe there's another year on top of us, right?
Absolutely.
Do they go older? They go faster the older you get.
That's what it seems like.
Oh, my gosh. So tell us a little bit about you. Like, where did you go to school and how did you get interested in functional medicine?
Yeah, so I am a medical doctor. I had my training at Loyola University outside of Chicago, and I do have to speak to my path leading me to that, because that really has informed
Awesome.
Both the going into medicine as well as what has transformed for me subsequently. And I guess I wanted to say that I, you know, for college for me was a time of social activism and awareness, raising, you know, my sense of what's happening in the world and injustices and so forth. And so in my activism, I really started getting drawn to the health issues, both in the U.S. as well as elsewhere. At that time, of course, in the 80s, we were trying to get the divestment movement in South Africa was happening, and there were lots going on in Central America. Those are areas I got involved in and really felt myself being drawn to the health issues, to maternal and child health in particular. And I took some courses in medical anthropology and started opening my eyes to different belief systems around the world around health and wellness and spirituality and its influence on health. And from that, I decided to start my career in public health. So I did a master's in public health with a focus on maternal and child health as well as global medicine. And through that, I, you know, maternal and child health and international health, particularly in kind of lesser well-off countries, is very, very, nutrition is very, very central to those. So I started really looking at nutritional components of health in communities and in lower income communities. And that really informed me as I then went on to medical school. And I was part of a organization called the American Medical Student Association, which still exists and exists to teach medical students about the other half of medical education, what we don't get in medical school.
Oh, awesome.
And I became, everything from medical ethics, humanities, mind, body, spirit medicine, as well as nutrition and preventive medicine. So I learned a lot there. At that time, we brought in people like Bernie Siegel and Andrew Weil, who was just starting his training with medical students at the University of Arizona and starting his gift to the world of his integrative medicine fellowship. And others like that, Ina May Gaskin, who, as many of you know, wrote Spiritual Midwifery. So I became very influenced by these thought leaders at the time, and went on to practice in public health settings and community health settings, and was in Seattle in a inner city community clinic, where I really started seeing the detrimental aspects of stress and poor nutrition and environmental toxins and so forth in people's path to disease. But I didn't really have any tools, you know, to really work with it other than lending my ear. And I did some dabbling in weekend courses, a little bit on mind-body, a little bit on nutrition, and tried to bring that in. And I'll have to say, after about 10 years of practice is when, you know, things really, really shifted for me. I started learning about functional medicine through a colleague and friend who was a couple of years ahead of me. And my jaw would just drop listening to her stories of working with patients from this root cause approach. And I then, I think in 2005, took my first functional medicine course through the Institute for Functional Medicine, which is the primary educational body both here in the U.S. as well as internationally now, in training providers in this model. And that is when, you know, I feel like a gift just fell into my lap. I felt like this was an amazing bridge for me. I was working in a conventional medical center and found that my new path was to bring this work into the conventional medical program, that it really a strong belief that it shouldn't be separate. It shouldn't be only for people that can afford it. And yeah, that's kind of my path.
You know, it's wonderful, really, because you really were learning on a very basic level what people were really experiencing and the things that challenge them. And we don't always think about that. We think, well, I've got a cold or I've got appendicitis, let's deal with it. And we don't think about stress. We don't think about, you know, nutrition. And fortunately, a lot of us are really thinking and working. There's a lot of publications out there about that now. But it's confusing for people to know what to do and where to go.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And what I was finding as a practitioner for those 10 years or so, more practicing the usual way and doing the best I could to bring in some alternative suggestions to people. But what I found as I was burning out, I was really not feeling good handing out prescriptions right and left, and sending people off to specialists when I didn't know what to do, and often having them come back without any real answers or shifts in their trajectory. And, you know, so it was a soul burnout for me as well. I knew that this was not why I went into medicine and to be a kind of a prescription technician. And so, yes, it was quite life-changing for me and allowed
me to
stay in the field.
Well, that raises a question. I have a question about that. So you were feeling, you know, burned out in the traditional model. How did that compare to, you know, your colleagues?
You know, I think they all suffer from that. I think many, many practitioners, providers in medicine do wish they were practicing differently, but often because of the busyness, because of the treadmill we all get on, almost in any field, it's hard to get off and stop and breathe and take a look and have that connection to the kind of the inner roots within ourselves of what drew us to health and healing. And there is a, you know, sadly, a brainwashing component that happens along the way in medical training. And we do get very data driven. And the only data that's presented to us is, you know, often very skewed. And but it sounds right and it sounds like the right thing to do. So I think everybody feels that they're doing the right thing, and often they are, but we're missing the boat. We're really missing the boat with moving into root causes so that we can really shift the trajectory that people are on. In fact, I mean, I think
exactly
where that, yeah, and, you know, where that can bring me right now is into the crisis we're in healthcare, we're very, very much kind of on a fatalistic path with our economy and healthcare. And I think that most of us are aware of that. All of your listeners are likely aware of that. You know, the rates of chronic disease we know are skyrocketing, and the accompanying costs are also skyrocketing. And I like to really focus also on the personal suffering that's happening at exponential rates, even in our children, with more obesity, with more mental health issues. And for our adults, there's a loss of productivity, loss of financial independence often from being chronically debilitated. There's more absenteeism, lesser ability to move forward in one's life. There's consequences on families and communities, and there's just less vitality and joy. And, you know, part of my mindset as a public health professional was looking at, you know, the dramatic increase in the prevalence of these conditions and the costs. Right now, the cost is estimated to go from around $1.3 trillion, which it is today, to $4.2 trillion within the next 10 to 15 years.
Terrifying.
It's really going to make our model economically unsustainable. And our costs are twice as much as what they are in other industrialized countries, but still we're shockingly low in our rank on most parameters of health here. So, and then sadly we're exporting our ways, our lifestyle, our products to the rest of the world, and so, you know, the rates are skyrocketing elsewhere. And
so they're becoming like us.
They are becoming like us, right? Everybody wants to be like the U.S., and sadly they're trying to be this way now or ending up this way through their lesser health.
You know, you remind me, Dr. Chandra, of this summer here in Seattle with those weeks of smog from the smoke and how little people realized how it was affecting them. So, we'll be back after the break. Hang on, please. And we'll talk more about what functional medicine is and how it can work with us to make us better. So hang on, we'll be back after the break.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Today we decided to walk to school. The light counted. 15, 14,
31, I mean 13.
We took a left on Carroll Street. Danny's smart, but he gets distracted. He realized he forgot his homework. I hope he doesn't have another bad day at school.
When you can see learning and attention issues from their side, you can be on their side. That's why there's understood.org, a free resource for the parents of the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues. Go from misunderstanding to understood.org. Brought to you by Understood and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz. We're in Seattle, Washington, and we are talking with Dr. Arti Chandra of Seattle, Washington, a functional medicine specialist and medical doctor. So, well, we're having this fascinating conversation, Dr. Chandra, and, you know, you're reminding all of us that health really starts with our choices. How we literally go about our day, you know. And I have a number of friends who are gluten-free, several who have celiac disease, a number of other things that we just never heard of, you know, back when I was a kid. And I know with the medical programs that we have now, I mean, people don't get enough time. As a physician, you get 15 minutes to work with a patient in and basically the general current medical model out there in the clinics. And it's great for little things. But tell us what functional medicine would mean to people. Why would they choose a functional medicine person? And exactly what is it? How does it operate? How does it work? What is the mindset behind it?
Great. That's a great question.
Well, a lot of questions right there. Right?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I'll do my best in this period of time. So I would describe functional medicine as comprehensive, whole person, integrative, and I'll qualify that in a minute, science-based,
okay,
and what we call a systems biology approach. And it offers a framework, a operating system to apply both integrative and conventional approaches to care. Another hallmark of our model is that it is an upstream medicine approach. It is basically, instead of having a patient sit down and say, Mr. Smith, I'm sorry, now you have rheumatoid arthritis, and I know a couple of years ago I told you that you have type 2 diabetes, and now you have this, and so now we need to start this medication and refer you to this specialist.
Right.
It's going to look at Mr. Smith and say, why do you have this? What has perturbed your system? What has shifted your biochemistry such that you are now experiencing symptoms and experiencing what we're labeling as disease? And so what we have various tools in our model that allow it to be a truly patient-centered model. And I find that it really integrates and bridges the best medical practices from a variety of disciplines. And it's a model that all of its components, everything we do, has science behind it. It is a very research-supported model. Now, the whole model itself is only recently being studied. Many of you may have heard of the Cleveland Clinic Center for Functional Medicine that started about 3 years ago, and there's some very promising research, positive research, coming out of there showing this to be an effective and clinically effective as well as cost-effective model. And so it's upstream in the sense that we don't move from diagnosis to treatment and disease. Like I said, we go back, and we use a tool called the timeline. So we literally go back in the patient's story. We ask the patient to share us their unique individual story that can actually start with family history as well as their prenatal environment, whether they were C-section born or vaginal delivery, whether they were breastfed or bottle fed, what their early years were like in terms of the kind of imprinting that happens on their biological systems, a system we call, and of course many of your listeners know, this psychoneuroimmunology system that when imprinted negatively can have lasting effects, which may not emerge for many years or decades, but that can be part of the root cause. And so we go back on this timeline, and we're looking for clues. We're looking for clues to find the core imbalances that may be driving disease processes in the patient. And we look at everything from the mind-body imbalances. We look at digestive imbalances, the gut microbiome imbalances there. Of course, many of us are aware of the data that's just pouring out now on the strong, strong, powerful influence of the gut microbiome on all aspects of health and wellness. And we look at hormones, neurotransmitters, imbalances in the detoxification processes, imbalances in energy production, in the immune system. And so we're looking for clues along the way. And that's what we call systems biology. We actually see the body as all connected inside, believe it or not.
Yeah.
And that a problem in one area could be influencing a seemingly unrelated other problem. They may have the same imbalance driving both of them. They may be feeding off of each other. So we need to hear that story in order to identify where these hits may have come from. Sometimes it's a trauma, like a motor vehicle accident, or an assault, emotional or sexual abuse or physical abuse. It may be chronic work stress. So many different things can influence our biochemical processes. And like you said, our choices are very, very influential. How we're eating, what we're eating, when we're eating, what kind of foods we're eating in terms of what's in them. Are we bringing things into our body that our body is not supposed to have? That can be additives and preservatives and artificial coloring and pesticides and so forth. And then what are we not giving our body that it needs? And we, our next tool that we use is called the Functional Medicine Matrix. And actually, you know, I would encourage your listeners who are interested to Google these. You can look up the Functional Medicine Tree, which kind of outlines what I spoke about with the root core imbalances. And you can also look up the Functional Medicine Timeline and the Functional Medicine Matrix. And
wow,
the matrix really gives us a way to lay out the patient's story into usable sections of where we can focus our energy. And I want to say to this audience in particular that at the center of our matrix is the mind, body, spirit.
Right.
Part of people's well-being. So it's very important to know that we hold that near and dear to a patient's well-being, and it is always a component of our work, even if we're going reductionistic also, and we're looking to see what their microbes are and what their vitamin D level is and what their hormones are. We also are continually intersecting the importance of their stress and their mood and their energy and their spirit and where they are in their life in terms of aspirations and support, social connections, and so forth. It's all important. And, you know, and so I often describe our approach as a functional kind of operating system from which to practice the integrative approaches that I know many of your audience are experts in, are providing to their clients. And so we partner, we join at the elbows with energy workers in the community, with naturopaths, acupuncturists, and so forth. And I think earlier, Robin,
Yes. You
and I were discussing these differences between what is integrative medicine and
exactly
what is functional medicine.
People want to know that.
Yeah, and I'll repeat that part of what I said and then add to it, which is that, you know, I see this as a model of care from which to, in a personalized way, bring in integrative approaches, as well as our own tools and tests and treatment modalities that we use in our model. And so, but it's all overlapped. It's all kind of like, you know, all these paths together, the right ones for the individual patient lead to the top of the mountain, you know, for the patient. So we depend on our colleagues to help our patients move forward. But very often, as you know, and you experienced personally, and many of our other patients and clients do also, sometimes doing kind of a potpourri of integrative approaches, a little acupuncture here, a little energy work here, electromagnetic field work here, may still not get to the root cause. Sometimes we refer to that, and not in a denigrating way, but as green pharmacy, in the same way that conventional
right
medicine will just kind of throw a prescription to each thing, a medication. Sometimes people can take that same approach with the alternative approaches, still not necessarily looking at the connections, the systems biology interconnections, the web, you know, that is the kind of the underpinning of it all for all of us. You know, so they're not getting there with those approaches. And I'll have to say, you know, Seattle is crawling with amazing alternative, you know, integrative providers, And people are seeing them regularly, and often it's the connectivity and the working together when they get their best results and really addressing these root causes.
It's not an easy thing, is it? It takes, you know, as you're talking, I can imagine people going, oh, my God, how long does it take to get, you know, to dig down and find an answer? And, you know, it's as, you know, basically as old as you are, right? I mean, you're talking about it going back to how you were born. My family, they smoked, mm-hmm. you know, all day long for the first mm-hmm. 20 years of my life, you know. Mm-hmm. All of those things come in. But well, I have to, yeah, go ahead.
Well, just to add there, bringing up the smoking, that really brings up this a way of thinking of us all as kind of epigenetic forces. You know, what we do, our choices, our things we can't control, like as a child, you cannot necessarily control the tobacco inhalation
nope.
that you may be exposed to. And, of course, so many other things that our parents, our family lives, our communities bring to us as children. But it is, you know, we are all genomically geared, and we're learning that more and more, and we incorporate what we call genomic medicine into the root cause approach, as you'll see if you look at that functional medicine tree diagram. And, you know, and so we can have these genetic influences, and I think, Robin, you've had your own experience with that as well.
Exactly.
But our genes can be turned on and off, or be kind of louder or softer in their expression and how they negatively impact us based on the milieu they're swimming in. So how we're eating, our stressful thoughts, our stressful lives, the toxins we're allowing to come in. Of course, we can't control them all, but the ones we're allowing to come in, all of those things can turn up the dimmer switch on these gene points and help to foster the disease process. And we need to create the milieu that's going to quiet these genetic expressions. And that's also a core part of our personalized approach to helping people get back on a healthier trajectory.
And it's a lot of work. Dr. Chandra, if you can just hang on past the break, I just want to sum up a little bit, and thank
Absolutely.
You. We'll be right back after the break.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Humanity Healing International is a small nonprofit with a big dream. Since 2007, HHI has been working tirelessly to bring help to communities with little or no hope. Our projects are not broad mandates, nor are they overnight solutions, but they bring the reassurance that no one is alone and that someone cares. To learn more, please visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
You're not wired to have a response to this sound. You're neutral to it, and you can hear it repeatedly without feeling anything. But when we introduce a new stimulus, save the food, we've achieved pulling a natural or inborn response from you. Save the food, because 40% of all food in the US never gets eaten. Save the food. Cook it, store it, share it. Just don't waste it. For tips and recipes, visit savethefood.com. Brought to you by NRDC and the Ad Council.
Oh, Welcome back to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz. We're in Seattle, Washington, and my special guest today is Dr. Arti Chandra, medical doctor and functional medicine specialist in Seattle. So, Dr. Chandra, this has been a fascinating conversation, and one thing I'd like to add to it here is, we were talking about bringing in different people, and the average person looking for wellness is really confused, and I can say that from personal experience. We're looking at diet, we're looking at massage, we're looking at all the different immune system issues. I have people coming to me, and we'll do like past life regression through hypnotherapy, or we'll look at issues. And we'll see things going back into previous lifetimes even. And we'll see issues that they raise just in their personal well-being right now, and how do I get better, And there are certain things that I can do from them as an intuitive and spiritual consultant and past life regression specialist. And then there's the chiropractor and the massage person and the supplements. And there's just so much out there. You could look at a catalog of vitamins and you just lose your mind. It's like, oh my God, which one is going to work for me? Well, ironically, one of the things that comes up a lot in my practice is that people have been tapping into the whole MTHFR gene mutation thing, which we don't have time to talk about today in any detail. But the one thing, that you have addressed is that what people can do when they seek a functional medicine specialist is that laid out in front of them is their whole life story on an intimate level we don't think about, and essentially what's going on in our bodies and how does that contribute to our emotional health, the mind, body, spirit wellness that we are all most concerned about. So if you had advice for people today in terms of looking at a functional medicine specialist, first of all, how would they find one? And then how would they prepare to sit down with one?
Great questions. Well, the main educational body is the Institute for Functional Medicine. They're based out of Washington State here. They're not a clinic. They are an educational institution, and they are offering courses throughout our country here in the U.S. as well as overseas. And so we now have a global network of functional medicine practitioners. And if any of the listeners were interested and went to functionalmedicine.org, and there's a Find a Practitioner tab where you can search for practitioners who have trained through IFM. IFM was started by Jeffrey Bland, who also, kind of coined the term and literally got this model going in the 70s and early 80s. And it's very important to note that there are many, many copycat kind of organizations coming out, and not that this is anybody owns these concepts per se, but the training quality can differ notably. And so,
well, exactly.
Be mindful of that. There are many people putting functional medicine on their websites and so forth who actually have not had any formal training in our model. And it doesn't mean they're not necessarily a good practitioner, but just please be mindful of that as you're seeking out somebody with this approach, per se. So
that's good.
What was the other part of your question?
Oh, well, a person, it's overwhelming to think about, okay, so I'm tired, I'm exhausted, I want to go in and I want to get a quick fix. Tell me to take some extra vitamin D or whatever. But functional medicine, to really get the whole person well. And I'm speaking from experience. I had done an awful lot before I met up with you in 2012. and I'm working with the best people out there. And yet we went even deeper, and I was amazed at how deep they go. And I am always suggesting to people who come to me with the same complaints that, hey, you might want to look into this, you know, and examine it. But how would they, now people get desperate, right? And that's what I said at the beginning of the show. You get desperate and you'll turn to anything for relief. And that's how people get hurt sometimes, but it's also how they find their way to wellness and that whole aspect of our lives, which is growing our souls in however way that works for us to also keep our bodies healthy while we're doing that. So what would they be looking at? How do they sit down and try to pull some ideas together that they could talk to someone like you about and get some solutions? How could they prepare for a visit?
Yeah, I would say to do that kind of timeline reflection on their life, whether or not they think things matter or not, or are directly influencing them right now. Now, of course, it's not every single moment of their life, but
right,
factors that may be influential. And like you said, from either before they were born or past lives, or, you know, whatever they've already learned could potentially come into the picture as supportive. But then, you know, mostly from what they know of their birth and childhood. And so an openness to sharing is very helpful.
Okay.
Being organized with it is helpful, of course, for any listener of a story, kind of organized and clear, so they could kind of prepare their own timeline as best as they can before going in, and a sense of patience. Often it takes many years to arrive at a, you know, condition or quote-unquote disease process. And it can take some time to unfold and identify the roots and move forward and even experience betterment through the treatment approaches. So there always or often can be some trial and error, some one step forward, two steps back. So having that sense of patience and trust in the provider, you know, and really sensing if the person is a right fit for them energetically with their heart space. Are they there as a good listener? Are they themselves impatient and rushing through? Like that's not necessarily a good place to start.
Right, so, exactly.
You know, I like to say that we are more than the treatment or medicine that we prescribe. That's something taught to us by one of our faculty at IFM, and that there's so much there around the container that's being held for you as a client and a patient when you are sharing your story. And so yeah, kind
it's
of
awesome.
Organized information, patience, trust, and willingness to unfold and see what happens.
And look at it as, you know, what we're trying,
like you said.
Right. Nobody has all the answers. Well, our intuition really gives us a good insight into that. But the other part is what you're emphasizing here is a partnership. A partnership with your doctor. You don't turn over your power. You don't give up your power. You collaborate on improving mind, body, and spirit, because that's what we're here for, right? Keeping it going.
I see us, you know, the word doctor means teacher, and I
exactly.
So I see that as our primary role, and I also see us more as facilitators of a healing process, not the driver. The client or patient is in the driver's seat and needs to
right.
take on that role, that responsibility, and that accountability in order to see true change happen.
It's
a commitment and a process.
It is not easy, but it is worth it, and I guarantee. Dr. Chandra, we're at the end of our hour,
yeah.
But thank you so much for joining us today. I hope this gives people a jump start on the new year, a way of looking at improving their health, because we are all here to grow our souls, as I've said, but we all have something to give to the world, and being in the best possible health is a great way to start that. And I believe in functional medicine. And I thank you for joining us today. And take care of yourself.
Thank you. Happy New Year, everybody. And happy birthday, Robin.
Thank you. We're working forward. Thank you for joining us today. Take care and goodbye.
Bye-bye.
So I'd like to thank everyone for joining us today, in particular Dr. Arti Chandra, a medical doctor and functional medicine specialist here in Seattle, Washington. I'd like to encourage all of you on this first day of the new year, whether you're listening to the show on New Year's Day or later in the archives, you are important. You matter to the world. Your wellness matters to you. The healthier you are, the better that you can be in achieving that soul purpose that you came here to achieve. And find a way to do that. And I believe that functional medicine is the wave of the future. It actually reminds me in many ways of my childhood and the family doctors in the small town who were really trying to help people be the best people that they can be. And that's what these specialists are doing. So as we close out today, I'd like you to, you know, join me every week here at 2 Pacific time every Monday for this radio show. Join me at Facebook Live. Join me at the Om Times Experts platform, Robin Fritz, for upcoming webinars and ways that we can all grow together in the new year. You matter to the world. Thank you for being here today. Take care.